Elon Musk can't stand Hollywood and the big celebrities who constantly promote a future he wants to avoid. But what can even the world's richest man do versus the entire pop culture machine? Well, what if I told you I know Elon Musk's plan to destroy Hollywood and modern celebrity worship? And today, we'll explain it to you in full detail, starting right now. Hello, folks. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the channel that gives you win after win after win. Understanding entertainment, keeping you ahead of the culture curve. Well, it's what we do with a zeal that even the Holly Weirds can feel. Today, we ask that you click the like button. And perhaps there's no other video we've done recently that needs it so much as this one. It's the kind of thing, folks, we might get 5,000 views or we might get 500,000 views. I don't know, because we're covering something that is very different than the typical wheelhouse, right? It's not Disney. It's not Star Wars. We're telling you what Elon Musk is going to do to utterly destroy Hollywood and conquer the media environment forever, or at least for decades to come. Now, that's super exciting for the algorithm. Who knows what it will do, eh? Let's dive in right now out of Mint, livemint.com. Going back to March, I want you to understand that Elon Musk really does hate Hollywood. I mean, he does. Elon Musk calls Oscars 2026 unwatchable as he shares viral post criticizing Hollywood. It says Tesla CEO Elon Musk has stirred debate online after calling the Oscars unwatchable. That's by Anjali Thakur. Folks, go read it if you'd like, but you get the idea. That's all we need out of that one. Elon Musk really doesn't like modern Hollywood. Now, I bet he loves Project Hail Mary, okay? But we're talking about the industry at large, but he's got a plan. Now, you all know that Elon Musk bought Twitter and turned it into X. And you know that by doing so, he has signal boosted himself. I believe he's the most followed, most seen personality on the thing that he owns, as he probably should be. I mean, he bought it, right? But he's transformed the online space because X is the biggest news app on the planet, as much as the governments of the world hate it. And by the way, Elon, with his Starlinks, has made it so that it doesn't matter where you live in the world. It doesn't matter what despot you're under outside of North Korea. You can get X somehow, some way. You can do it. A VPN and a Starlink, you're on your way. Well, take a look at this, because he's doing the same thing with Hollywood, with entertainment. And he's going to connect it all. He's going to connect it all. This is by Eric Barmack from The Ankler. Grok, Kling, Runway, AI video's future has Hollywood on the outside looking in. Post Sora, the space is fragmenting into separate ecosystems, and studios and streamers aren't in any of them. And by streamers, it doesn't mean you or I or the other people who are online making stuff. It doesn't mean the new media. It doesn't mean YouTubers. It doesn't mean Instagrammers. It's talking about Disney Plus and Netflix. They're being ousted from the space. Elon's taking it away. Now, I'll read just a portion of this, but what you need to know is Hollywood, they're freaked out about this. They know it's a danger. They know it's a threat. And hang tight, I'll explain what's going on. It says, for the past year, Hollywood has been full-on freaking out about text-to-video and what AI can and can't do in storytelling. They should be, because there's not much left that it won't be able to do soon. On Sunday, during an NAB show panel hosted for The Ankler, featuring Brian Muser, Christina Lee Storm, and Michael LoFaso, says, I had a chance to ask these experts with huge investments in AI video creation whether Hollywood is cooked. While we reached no consensus on the degree of Hollywood's cookedness, we did go deep on a category of AI content that's undergoing wild transformation. It said text-to-video seemed for a moment this spring like it was finally resolving into something the industry, that's Hollywood, could make sense of. And this is what matters so much. Sora, the product that had carried most of the category's weight and most of its hype, was on its way out. Disney, which had struck a three-year character licensing deal with OpenAI and was preparing to take a $1 billion stake in the company, walked away from both, which is a very nice way of saying that OpenAI pulled the cord and said, nope, we're not doing Sora anymore. That doesn't mean that AI video was over. Not at all. And why did Sora, why did OpenAI bail? Why did they jump out? And why did Hollywood lose the company they thought they could use the most? Because Elon is eating their lunch. Folks, don't go anywhere. I promise you got to hang with me for just one more minute. You're going to understand exactly what Elon's up to. Colossus 2 is here. Did you know that Elon Musk built a giant Colossus supercomputer, the largest AI training cluster ever made, and he did it in 122 days in Memphis, Tennessee? Did you know that the richest people in the world are leaving the media moguls, the movers and shakers of Silicon Valley. Did you know that they are leaving California, New York in droves? Did you know they're going to the same place that Elon is now planting firmly his businesses? Right? Texas, Florida, Tennessee. That's where they're going. Elon has put the Colossus supercomputer in Memphis, Tennessee. Colossus 2 is now being built. And why this matters, folks? Why this matters? Because what is Elon doing with Colossus 2? Well, we just got the latest Grok, and Grok drove Sora out of business. Because OpenAI that runs ChatGPT that ran Sora, they can't compete with this. And the reason they can't compete with this, and I'll click on some of these videos, the reason they can't compete, let me just show you this, okay? Two little otters in the water, beavers, whatever, okay? Here's spaceships out in space circling around the thing, right? Holding it consistently, doing things that 6 months ago were impossible that, you know, here's another one. Here, let's make her talk. Are there a few mistakes in this? Yes. However, what we're seeing is that Elon, with his Colossus 2, can do things that Sora could not keep up with, because the two other leading AI companies, other than Google with Gemini, OpenAI and Anthropic, they don't own their own compute, okay? They don't own the substrate on which upon which the algorithms that they've designed run. In other words, they have to find places. They have to buy places. They have to buy the chips, the servers, et cetera, from somebody else. They rent their space. Elon doesn't do any of that. And because Elon can throw just unimaginable, I mean, the largest in the world supercomputer at Grok, Sora could not compete, because Elon is dividing his plan into two parts. And here's the two parts. You ready? And this is how he conquers Hollywood, and he's after it. Elon Musk just did a deal with Anthropic. Anthropic is one of the leaders, of course, but they are the leader in coding when it comes to AI, writing code. And that's really one of the biggest areas that AI has completely transformed already. Now, Elon has done a deal with Anthropic because Anthropic was starved for compute. They have to have chips. They've got to have power. They've got to have it right now. Anthropic, you see, has been growing at a rate of 10x per year, which is insane. And they couldn't find anywhere else. And so the guy who called them evil not so long ago, Elon is now renting them the Colossus 1 while he finishes up the Colossus 2. What is his stuff going to run on? You know it. Colossus 2. And what is Elon doing? He's bifurcating. He's allowing Anthropic to be the leader in code. And he's going to focus on the media side of this. He's going to focus on video generation, on music generation, on image generation, knowing full well that he's going to gain major advantages by Anthropic using Colossus 1. Now, again, this is way outside the normal wheelhouse that we do, but I got to explain this to you because it's going to set forth the whole future of media. And if I don't explain this, one day you're going to say, well, you know, Pro is great for Disney stuff, or Pro is great for Star Wars, right? Same thing. Pro is great for theme parks, but Pro don't know nothing about AI. You don't go to Pro for AI. And if AI is going to be the biggest media thing, folks, we're doing ourselves a disservice. I don't know how many views we get on the video, but we're doing ourselves a disservice if we don't explain what's coming. Okay? This is a huge deal. You see, SpaceX is about to go public, right? They're going to do an IPO and be one of the most valued companies in the world. And part of that valuation just increased because this Anthropic deal, where they get to use Colossus One, their leased Colossus One infrastructure, that's going to be a $4 to $5 billion increase in revenues for Elon Musk that powers his way now as he builds the next level of Grok. Grok 5, he wants to be AGI, Artificial General Intelligence. But he also wants to absolutely dominate media. This article out of 247wallstreet.com coming out, I believe, today. Yes. Anthropic's new deal with Elon Musk's SpaceX could be a real AI game changer. The excitement surrounding the IPO of Elon Musk's SpaceX is almost palpable at this point. The largest IPO the world has ever seen could surely make a splash in the first days, weeks, and months following the landing. It says, I have no idea what the day one valuation will be, but it feels like the many followers of Elon Musk might be committed regardless of how heated. In any case, the SpaceX IPO seems to be very well timed, with the NASDAQ 100 going into overdrive, spiking to hit all-time high on Friday as investors applauded the good jobs numbers. Goes on to talk about more of this with SpaceX and Anthropic. Now, what you need to know is that there's nobody else on Earth like Elon who has the power with Terafab and MacroHard, the parody name that he's making. It mocks Microsoft, but it's his own thing. He's going to make his own chips. He's going to take on NVIDIA. And he's also probably going to roll Tesla into SpaceX, into one giant company. And what is this at least partially about? Elon Musk, folks, thank you for listening. Here you go. Elon Musk plans to dominate media. Elon Musk plans to use the Colossus 2 supercomputer to generate massive movies and shows that people all over the globe can make any way they want to. He plans to even generate, I believe, video games, which will be delivered through the X platform via the Grok 5 on the Colossus 2 supercomputer system. And he intends to do that being paid by Anthropic to host the coding aspect of AI on Colossus 1. That is the plan. So not only, folks, not only is Elon Musk controlling the social media aspect by providing a place where the truth will be told, not only has he essentially created a way for people to get closer to the logos with AI by releasing Grokopedia, which eliminates propaganda, ideally, so that AI is pulling from factual information as opposed to all the crazy stuff out there on Reddit and Wikipedia, et cetera, right? Which is where ChatGPT and other places are going. Jim and I were talking to you too. Not only is he doing that, but he is throwing the most incredible amount of compute. And you could say, well, this is ridiculous. Why isn't he curing cancer? Why isn't he solving aging? Why isn't he solving all of the economic woes of the world? Well, I think that in part, he's working on many of those things, as are the other companies. But what Elon has figured out is that if he can be the place that provides where you go to make entertainment and how it's disseminated via X, if he can do that, then he can control the culture, not in an authoritarian way, but apparently it seems in a way that makes all of this available. Some of the things in the latest Grok, folks, you can go up to 30 seconds on a single scene. You've got excellent voice matching the lips. I mean, there's so much here that we couldn't do 6 months ago, and it's growing exponentially. It's growing exponentially, and it's going to transform Hollywood by the end of the year and going into next year. The folks at Pixar, when they make Toy Story 6, they won't be competing with other major studios. They'll be competing with all of you. And you'll have tools by next year that are more powerful than anything any of the studios currently have for a fraction of the cost. Now, we can all hate on AI, and maybe we should. Maybe it's Skynet coming to kill us all, right? We can do that. Or perhaps we can say, you know, there's a chance for a brighter day. There's a chance. And one of those chances seems to be Elon recognizing that the way to win this is to break the stranglehold, the gatekeeping system that's existed in Hollywood and pop culture forever, and to send it out to new places. Why are the media moguls leaving California, New York? Why are they leaving? Because where will all of the work be done now? Folks, Elon has made the decision. We're moving this to Texas, to Florida, to Tennessee, and indeed, into space. And that is where the race is for entertainment. Where will stuff be made? It'll be made creatively by you, but it will be put together in giant data centers. And one of those will be the Colossus 2. That is the plan from Elon Musk. That's how he plans to win, not only financially, not only the race for AI versus China and the others, but also he's planning to win when it comes to culture, and he's going to have his finger on the pulse of it the whole way. Folks, that's the story. That's the way this is going to play out. This is what's happening. Elon Musk has a plan to take down Hollywood and control entertainment, not in an authoritarian way, but in a way to win the race. Let us know what you think. That's the story. Thanks for hanging with us. It's a big one. But the merger of Anthropic, or at least the leasing of Colossus 1 with Anthropic, is such a huge deal that almost nobody understands. Almost no one knows what this is that he's doing. But we do. And now you do. And it's true. Ladies and gentlemen, click that like button. Share this out with everybody you know. And until the next time, we have the power, the privilege, the honor, the responsibility, the pleasure, and everything else to spend time together. Keep learning. Keep growing. And as always, keep having fun.